Join me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. So today I have an interesting topic to bring to you, and it's about having a rotten day. It's about having a day when everything's just the pits. It's when nothing is showing up the way you wanted it to, and you're stressed out. And maybe, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, because I had one of those days recently and I was so uninspired, and I woke up and it's like I've been following a path where I cut out a lot of things I was doing and opened up new things and said no to a lot of things that weren't working for me. And I sat there in that space wondering, like, how can this be so rotten when I've done everything right, you know? How can this suck so bad when I've been doing all the things and trying all the ways of being that are, you know, supposed to work? And I sat there with this pit in my stomach going, you know, when I get like that, my kids know to give me some space. And they also know not to ask me for anything at that point, because I might snap at them. And I had a day like that. And one of my kids said something and I snapped back. You know, I'm obviously not a good provider. You know, I was like, how much more garbage could I consume in my head? Whatever that brought up, because I could feel that bringing stuff up for the listeners, you know, how much garbage we carry around in our head. And I had a very inspirational meeting with a woman named Rebecca Zung, Zung. I'll drop that name in case you'd like to get inspired by her. And she teaches you negotiating. And when we look at what's in our head, when we look at what's in our head and the quality of the thoughts in our head. So if the thoughts in our head are garbage, then our life basically sort of starts being built into a fabric of garbage. Yeah, it's not that fun. So when our life is in, you know, when our thoughts stay in clearing, we do the energy clearing, we release the chakra stuff, and we let the stuff out, we, you know, we open up to the light, and we open up to new messages from Creator, it's such a different energy. And so I was in this very uninspired, rotten day. I mean, we're talking just nothing felt right, and nothing was working that good. And of course, in these moments, I think I'm just too hideous to look at, and I hate my photograph. In these moments, I think, what am I thinking, building a business, doing what I love, teaching podcasting? Like, what am I thinking? Who can do that? I can't make money doing that, right? And of course, I have been supporting myself with podcasts for several years, so the math was not there with the negative self-talk. But when you're in that space of dirty, rotten thoughts, and when you're in that space of sort of like malevolence, first of all, I don't really have the answer. Sorry. You got this far into the podcast and maybe you thought I was going to get like, tell you the magic pill, but I don't have one. Oh my gosh. So, one of the things that I do, so I can tell you what I do. One of the things I do, sometimes I go swimming, or sometimes I just take a bubble bath because my gym is so far away now. I just moved and my gym is really far away. It's like an hour away. That's not good. So I guess the main thing for me that shifts it is when I replace that garbage talk with kind talk. Sometimes I take a nap because I have really interesting dreams. So if you're having a lot of negative, dirty, rotten thoughts about yourself, you know, nothing can backfire because you can have really bad dreams. But I had a dream the other day. I was asking for more inspiration to show up. And I'm not kidding. It was a crystal clear dream with Oprah Winfrey. And she and I were talking, and the clarity of the dream was amazing. Like I think we were in a kitchen and we're having conversations about joy and like what gets people to be in joy and what gets people to be creative. And I don't even know if it mattered to me, like what we were talking about. And I wasn't looking to her for anything. It was more of just friends being friends. And I woke up, oh my gosh, I woke up like, it's such an amazing dream. And so I'm very curious, like if sleeping can help you, if you're not sleeping that well, if you could get some good sleep, you might get inspired from that. Or you might get inspired if you have a pet, it's a really good idea to hang out with your pet when you're feeling uninspired. Well, it's a good idea to hang out with your pets anyways, but but if you have a pet, I highly recommend that you spend time with a pet when you'd like to get inspired, because they tend to be very in the present, right? So let's go back to the genesis of this show, and I call it energy clearing for life force. And my philosophy is that when our energy, old icky thoughts are like pieces of dirt and silt that block up the river of our life force. And so as we clear them out, then we can have space for new thoughts and new things and new people and new opportunities. But if we're all filled up to the brim with our ugly old icky thoughts, we can't process new inspiration. Someone will give us a new idea, but it won't have a hook. It won't be able to land anywhere. Does that make sense? So today, as you go about your day, if you have a piece of garbage thought, and any piece of garbage thought is something that makes you feel bad. And I just want to actually send a shout out to Access Consciousness when I mention this, because if it makes you feel bad and contract, it's almost always a lie. So when it makes you feel, you know, when it makes you perceive your own greatness, it's almost always closer to the truth, because each of us has within us these seeds of greatness that we can nurture by letting go of the garbage thoughts. And I'm not saying it's easy. In fact, you might want to go back. I did a third eye chakra clearing. That might be a good one for this, because that opens up your third eye knowing. You can also work on the crown chakra for this, clearing the crown chakra. And if I haven't done a good one, I'm going to do one on that pretty soon, because it's really good to clear your crown chakra when you'd like to get messages from source and inspiration from source. So turning around those grumpy, horrible, blech days starts with a little kindness. And then if you have any other ideas, I would love to hear them, because I'm always working on this. I've sort of tried to unify some of my 14 million websites. So if you go to facebook.com/Erica Glessing or instagram.com/Erica Glessing, you can comment on things like this, and I'd be happy to chat with you on the social forums, my page, stuff like that. So thank you so much for listening. This was Energy Clearing for Life Force, how to get through a rotten, nasty day. And I hope you had a good time, and I hope you come back for more. Thanks so much for listening.